Every day a Jew makes 100 blessings a day, and to make it easy for us, already in the morning as we move on, we've washed our hands, Netilat Yadayim. We said the blessing after the bathroom. We said Elokai Neshama, we thank God Almighty for our soul. We then go and thank God 15 times. Yud K, 15 special blessings represented by God's name, Yud K. And these blessings are blessings that are said on a constant basis and are to do with the incredible body and the benefit that we have in this world. Let's take a look at these 15 blessings. Let's delve into them. What are we saying every single morning? How should we be saying them? First, let's understand what is a bracha. Baruch. When we say the word Baruch, first we have to understand the word Baruch comes from the word Barech. Barech can mean a pool of water, a pool of blessing. Or Barech can also mean kneeling. When a person kneels down in front of God Almighty, that is Baruch. That's why in the Amida, what do we say? Baruch, we bow down already. Ata, and then we come up for Hashem's name. Every day we're saying this blessing. Baruch means you are the Mekor HaBerachot. You are the center of all blessings. The next time that you say the word Baruch, have in mind, God Almighty, you are the center of all blessings. We cannot bless God. Can we bless God? We can't bless God. But we can appreciate God and we can say, you are the center of all blessings. Baruch. Then we say Atah. When you say the words Atah, have in mind, when I take water, I say Baruch Atah, blessed are you Hashem. Atah, it means you're in front of me. Hold on a second. When you're speaking to your friend and you say you, it means they're in front of you. That means that we understanding that God is in front of us. So already we're trembling. Baruch atah Hashem. When we say Hashem's name, what should we be thinking? Hashem is Adon Hakol. He is the master of everything. Haya, hove, v'yehiyeh. He was, he is, and he will be. The next time you make a bracha, Baruch Atah, blessed, you're the center of all blessings. Atah, you are in front of me. Hashem, master of the universe. Talking to the master of the universe is a big thing. Elokeinu, our God, he's related to me. Melech, the king, Ha'olam, of the entire universe. You can take a spaceship and you can get to the moon in days, and you can get to the sun in more days, and you can get to the end of the universe, and you still haven't got to the end of the universe in years and years and light years. Hashem is in charge of the entire universe, not just your home, not just your office, not just the country that you live in, not just the entire globe. Everything, HaKadosh Baruch is in charge of everything. And every blessing starts with those words, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So we need to understand this very importantly, and think about this before we start these blessings. What is the first blessing that we're going to be saying of these 15 blessings? The first blessing relates to the following. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed are you, God, King of the whole world. And we say, Hanoten Lasechvi Vina Lavchim Ben Yom Uvein Laila. We thank God Almighty for giving the rooster the understanding to differentiate between a night and day. Now, where I live in town, of course, you know, London, and you wouldn't expect to be hearing roosters, but recently, one of the neighbors decided to have a rooster, and the rooster makes off a very interesting sound every single morning. What's beautiful is that in the olden days, they didn't have the watches that we have nowadays. In fact, we see this when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro and he says, at midnight, all the firstborn are going to be killed. But Moshe doesn't say at midnight. He says around about, kechatzot halayla, around midnight. And the rabbis say, why? Because Egyptians had different times. Maybe one had 11:59 and one had 12:01. And then if God would kill at the exact midnight, which was the correct midnight, then the Egyptian who had 11:59 said, ah, it's too early. Your God didn't get it right. And if you get too late, so Moshe said at around, but the Torah then says that God did it at exactly midnight. People knew they had the sundials, they had the this, they had the that, but it was still difficult when there is sun, there isn't sun, to tell the time. The rooster is incredible. Every single morning it lets out a cockle-doodle-doo. Hanotein lasech vivino. Thank you, God Almighty, for giving this rooster the ability to check between day and night. What are we saying? We're acknowledging this time is important. It's a blessing about time. Time is important. And the change in time. Up to now, you've been sleeping. Now you're about to wake up. You are awake. And about to begin the day. Others explain it's actually referring to our ability to differentiate. We have the abina. We are the sechvi. We are the clever. We are the intelligent being that is given this beautiful idea that we can differentiate. It's a new morning and we give blessing to God. Thank you for giving us that understanding. The famous story of Rabbi Akiva, who once was on a journey and he had with him a candle and we had with him his donkey and he had with him his rooster. His candle, obviously, for the night time, his donkey would hold his load and the rooster would wake him up. That would be his alarm clock in the morning. Yalla, Nets, start to wake up to pray in the morning. He came to a town, but he arrived late at night. The olden days, they had walls, old city, you know. They didn't allow anyone in at the evening. They didn't know, who's this guy? We're not letting you in. He said, what am I going to do? So he said, this is also for the good. They're not letting me in, but I'll sleep in the forest. It's wild animals, etc. It's dangerous. But he said, I'll sleep in the forest. As he's sleeping in the forest, wind comes and blows out his candle. Poof, he's left now with no candle. Candle would frighten away any animals. No. He said, this is also for the good. Then came the fox and devoured the rooster. He said, this is also for the good. Then came the lion and devoured the donkey. He said, this is also for the good. No, everything's for the good. The guy's lost everything. He doesn't have a candle. He doesn't have this, doesn't have that. He's frightened. The fox and the lion have killed everything else. Maybe they're going to kill him. The morning came and he makes his way to the city. He needs to see maybe what he can buy, what he can have. And he sees smoke coming up. And he goes in and he sees the entire place is devastated. And the people, the one or two people that are left, he goes up to them and he says, what happened? He said, yesterday these bandits came and they destroyed the entire city, killing men, women, children. It's terrible, terrible, terrible atrocity. And then Rabbi Akiva said, now I understand what Hashem did was for the good. The candle got blown out so nobody could see me. Here I was, right? They couldn't see me, that I was around. The rooster might have made some sound, so he got taken out by the fox. And the donkey might have gored. He got taken out by the lion. At that stage, I was thinking, well, Hashem, you left me with nothing. But really, everything that Hashem was doing was for the good. And we see from this story that the rooster was used by people as a time alarm. People used it. And that's the first blessing that we're going to say of these 15 hanoten. Lasech vivina lahavchin ben yom uvein laila. And the night, you're sleeping, but in the daytime, you're about to begin your busy day. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me the ability to differentiate and to be awake. Now, what is the next blessing that we say? The next blessing that we say is Pokeach Ivrim. In fact, the Gemara tells us we should be doing these blessings as we are acting upon them. A person wakes up, Hanoten Lasech Vivin Elavchim Ben Yom Elayla. The next thing that you do when you're basically awake is you open your eyes. Pokeach Ivrim. Thank you, God, for making the blind open. When we're asleep, we're blind. You can't see anything, right? Can't see nothing. The only thing you're seeing, maybe some dreams, some this. You're not seeing anything. It's like you're blindfolded. So people sleep like this. You're on the plane, everyone's sleeping like this, you know, covering your eyes. You don't want to see, right? When you wake, Pokeach Ivrim. As soon as you wake up, you should say Pokeach Ivrim. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam seem to say you do these as you are benefiting from them. Because the Shulchan Aruch sees all these blessings as beneficial blessings. Birkat HaNe'enim. However, the Rama brings others, the Rosh Ram, that say no, this is a Birkat HaShevach. These are praises. The difference will be, what happens if, God forbid, somebody is blind? Do they make this blessing or do they not make this blessing? Are you blessing for your personal benefit or are you blessing that there is such a thing as people can see in the world? We'll get to that maybe a bit later. So this blessing, Pokeach Ivrim, right now you are blinking. How many times a day are you blinking? Anyone know? roughly
2,350.
No, millions, hundreds of millions of times a person is blinking in a day. There are 130 million light sensitive cells in your eyes. It's a genius creation of God Almighty. The eye is also the window to your soul. Person goes out, you want to find out who's the person, check out their eyes, right? Oh, that's beautiful eyes. What does it mean, beautiful eyes? It's like a window to your soul. What kind of a neshama do you have? The eyes are very sensitive. Person, a doctor will check the eyes, see, okay, it's healthy, person's healthy. It's a window. How are you doing? Pokeach Ivrim, thank you Hashem, I can see colors, I can see orange and pink and yellow, and it's a beautiful world out there. When do we thank Hashem for it? Every morning, Pokeach Ivrim. Person needs to wear glasses, they realize, wow, how amazing my eyes are. We need to thank Hashem for that ability. That is Pokeach Ivrim. The next blessing that we say after we have opened our eyes is Matir Asurim. Thank you, God Almighty, for enabling me, those that are bound, to be untied. In the night, you're sleeping, you're like this, you're like that, you're like this, you're moving around, you're generally not moving, you can't, you're constrained to your bed. Unless you're sleepwalking, you're not moving anywhere for 6 to 8 hours that you're sleeping. It's incredible. I'd like to see you sitting in a chair, not moving, playing dead lion for 6 hours. It's mad. It's crazy. It's a bracha that now you can move. Now that you've got your sechel there, Bina, you open your eyes, you want to move. And you say, God, thank you, God Almighty, Matir. I was tied for these 6, 8 hours, and now I can move. I'm Matir Asurim. One great rabbi said, in the time when, unfortunately, hostages got taken in Israel, he said, if everybody would have kavanah during this blessing, Matir Asurim, the hostages will be freed. Because Matir Asurim can also mean those that are tied, those that are asir, those that are in prison, those Jewish neshama that have been kidnapped, you, Hashem, have the ability to take them out. Not the army, not the prime minister, not the president, not the this, not the Hamas, not the Israel, not that. Not Masa. Only Hashem has got the real power. Matir Asurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got the ability, and everybody should be thinking about that every day. You have the ability to receive. And if we believed in it, when a person believes properly, it causes things to happen. Matir Asurim. That is the third blessing. The fourth blessing, once we are free, is Zokef Kefufim. Thank you, Hashem, for making me upright. I've been like this. I'm bent in the bed. Out of all the beings created in the world, the animals, the great animals, you got horses. When they want to eat, their head goes down. When they're walking, the head goes down. They put it up for a little bit. Generally, it's down. The cows put it up for a bit. They want to eat. Cow head is down. The animals, they're facing the ground. All animals are facing the ground. Why? Because that's their focus in life. It's all about Olam Hazeh. It's about this world. Eretz. It's about Eretz. Why is Eretz called land? Because it's the place that where people are rats. They're running. Always running and running and running and chasing more money. Where's the money at? Where's the business? Where's the Eretz? It stays here. It's grounded. You're grounded. What do you mean you're grounded? You are solidly in the ground. But human beings, we have a spine that is straight. And our ethos is to look up to Hashem. We want to grow straight. Zokef Kefufim. Hashem enables those that are bent to be upright. Thank you, Hashem, for making me upright. I don't have to walk with a hunchback. I can walk straight and I can sit straight and I can look around. Thank you, Hashem, for that ability. Zokef Kefufim. Now that we are straight and we have the ability to think and to see and we are unbound, we want to get dressed. In the nighttime, you're in your pajamas, in the olden days, perhaps not in anything, and now you want to dress yourself. So you say to Hashem, thank you for the ability to get dressed. When a person is dressed, sheep, out in the winter, they have their wool as a cover. Animals naturally have certain covers. But even then, humans have the ability to add to those covers. You see the humans creating these pads for the horses and for the animals in the winter, etc. We have clothes. We can go out in the winter and we're warm. They keep the heat in. We have the ability to look good. You want to wear a suit, you wear a suit. You want to go to the gym, you wear that. You want to go swimming, you wear this. We have different clothes. When do we thank Hashem? Malbish Arumim. That we are clothed. It's the fashion industry is trillions. Everybody wants to look different. Everyone, I feel like this, I feel like that. When did you thank Hashem for the ability that you can feel like that? That is the Malbish Arumim. Ben Ish Chai says that actually it's talking about we have to thank Hashem for spiritual garments that we have. We have the physical garment and then we have the spiritual garment. A person has got different levels to their soul that they're adding on and that they're covering themselves and protecting themselves with. Malbish, that's what a person should think about. Malbish Arumim. Blessing number 6. Hanoten Layaef Kowah. This is not mentioned in the Gemara, this bracha. However, it's first cited in the Torah and it's incorporated by the Abu Darham. Hanotein Layaef Koach. Thank you, Hashem, for giving the tired people Koach. Maybe in the Gemara they had more strength. See, in the olden days, as an image, you know, you get these sayings. As an olden guy, like a Viking, and he's saying, oh no, I've just lost my right arm and my few kids in this disease and that's this and that and this is my problem. This is his problem. But the war must go on and he's still fighting. And then you got a guy who's sitting down, oh, I can't believe it, the remote control's not working, and McDonald's have given me the wrong Big Mac and this or the other. See the difference? People are weaker nowadays. In the olden days they were stronger. So perhaps they didn't. But nowadays we're weak. Hanoten Layaif Koach. Hashem gives those that are ayef, those that are tired, he gives us the strength. He gives us the strength to fight another day. Hanoten Layaif Koach. That's bracha number 6. Number 7. So imagine, you can see, you can move, you're straight, you've dressed yourself, you've got the koach, you've got the strength. Now, you're still in your bed. Now you need to, or standing up just by your bed, you need to start to walk. Where do you give Hashem the thanks for the ability to walk? First, you need to thank Hashem that you're not in a boat. I was once in a boat. A few hours. By the time I finished the boat, the whole family went in a boat trip, very nice. That night, just at dinner, I was like, you know, you felt like you were like this. When my kid was like, yeah, Dad, when I close my eyes, I'm like, I'm still on the boat. Yeah, and it lasted and it lasted and it lasted. Thank God we can stand ala aretz, on land. 2/3 of the world is sea. We're in the 1/3 that isn't, and look how beautiful it is. You've got the hills and the mountains, and you've got the trees, and you've got the valleys, and everything, and you're just walking from street to street. Thank Hashem for it. Roka ha'aretz, right? Roka ha'aretz alamayim. Now that you thank Hashem that there's the land, what's the next blessing? That we can walk. Hammechin mus'ade gaveh. Thank you, Hashem, for providing footsteps to mankind. The longest, there was a lady called Svetlana Pankratova from Russia. She's thought to be the woman with the longest legs in the world at 1.32 meters. Imagine having long legs. 1.32 meters legs. Michael Flatley was a star of the Riverdance. He had his legs insured because it's very important. How much did he insure them for? In 1999, how much did he insure them for? $40 million. People are born, they have a bit of a tiny defect, chas v'chalila, with their legs. They have to go to the doctor and backwards and forwards and spend hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. And people are born with straight legs and they never thanked Hashem for them. They never thanked Hashem. They never even thought to thank Hashem. Well, I need to thank Hashem. I know people in hospital with little surgery here and they got this and that and this. And I know people without. the person in the hospital is spending thousands of pounds, the other person doesn't realize Hashem created him full. He's given him millions, trillions of pounds. But he's complaining about the business that he didn't make £100 on last week. He doesn't realize how much bracha he's got in his life. Hamechin mitzadega veHashem prepares you to walk. And we're walking on a constant basis. You go to here. Where are you going? I'm going here. I'm going here. I'm going here. Who's allowing you to go? Who said you can go? Hashem. Hamechin mitzadega veHashem. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the ability to walk. The body's longest muscle is the sartorius. It's a strap-like, narrow muscle which runs all the way from the hip to the knee. And we need to thank Hashem for the ability to walk. After we thanked Hashem for the ability to walk, now we have the ability to walk, we need one more thing to walk. And this is the next blessing. It's a very interesting blessing. Sha'asali kol tzoki. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me everything. This is like a shahakol nihiya bidvaro blessing. You know, we thank Hashem for so many things, but sometimes we can't thank Hashem. We breathe. Kol aneshama, taleli hallelujah. We need to thank Hashem. But if I thank Hashem every breath, I'm not going to be able to. I can't thank Hashem. I thank Hashem, Elokai neshama, for the neshama, for Asher Yatza, kol aneshama. And then I move on. Shakhtemli, if I have water and I have eggs and I have meat, I make one shakhol and it will provide for everything. Sha'asa ali kol tzoki, you made me, you've given me everything that I need. You know what you're supposed to be thinking about with that blessing? Thank you for giving me everything that I need. You know what you're thinking about? We're thinking about our shoes. Did you hear that? That's what you think. People don't realize. Sha'asali kol tzoki. Every single morning, think about shoes. Why? Now you've got the ability to walk. Go walk out in the street barefoot. Let me see you walk. On Shabbat, I have to walk 20 minutes to the synagogue. Go see, walk. Not on a needle, not on a broken glass, not on a, you know, in the mud, in the rain, when it's raining and it's pouring. Thank you, Hashem, for shoes. People survived the Holocaust with shoes. They have their shoes. There's a story of a big rabbi. He had, Baruch Hashem, survived the Holocaust, had a fantastic, everything went well. He rebuilt himself. And then he had a beautiful dining room with all sefarim and everything. And in the cabinet, what did he have? Shoes. Worn out shoes. Worn out shoes. Why do you have worn out shoes? These are the shoes that I survived the Holocaust with. I had to go from place to place, completely torn and burnt. Shoes. Sha'asali kol tzorki. Thank you, Hashem. You made everything for me, everything that I need. So this is the idea. In the olden days, slaves didn't have shoes. And bondsmen didn't have shoes. Shoes defines us as human beings with the ability to go out and to conquer. And we thank Hashem for this. That's the bracha. Now we have shoes. We thank Hashem for a next thing. What is this? Oze Yisrael bigvura. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us strength. You gird Israel with strength. What strength are we referring to? The Tefillah Le Moshe says, this is the strength that we receive from Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us the strength to continue. The Levush says, this refers to our modesty. You know what defines Am Yisrael? Oze Yisrael Bigvur, you know what's special about us? We're modest. We're not out there. We did this, we did this, we did. We're modest. We do things modestly. We don't say, I'm the biggest giver, I'm the biggest donor, I'm the biggest person in the world. I give the biggest mitzvot. I went to visit this one, I did that bracha. I did the kibbutz avim, the no, we're modest people. We're modest. But when do we say this blessing, interestingly? Ozei sabigvura, on our belt. Why? Because the belt is the difference. It shows the difference between this part of the body and the lower part of the body. And the difference between Am Yisrael and the rest is that we have a neshama that is connected to Hashem in a different way. We have 613 mitzvot. And it's more spiritual. This part has got to be more spiritual than the lower part. There's a difference. After that, we say Ote Yisrael Betifara. Every morning we're saying this blessing. What are we supposed to be thinking of? Ote Yisrael Betifara. You gird Yisrael Betifara with Tiferet, with splendor. So some people touch their tefillin and they give it a kiss. Tefillin, that's the splendor that we have. Or perhaps it's the kippah that we're wearing. We have a difference. Ote Yisrael, we have a tiferet, we have a splendor. And finally, the last four brachot we have. Shelo asani goy, we thank Hashem for not making me a non-Jew. We'll get to that. Thank you for not making me a slave. Thank you for not making me a woman. What's going on over here? What are these blessings that we're saying? So the Bach brings down the famous Gemara in Chagiga that says there was a machloka between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. Is it good that the world that we're created, or is it not good that we're created? Is it good that we're here? At the end of the day, it's good because we can do good things. Mitzvot, we get Olam Haba. But many people are doing sins. So maybe it's better that we're not here. Says the conclusion, now that we are here, we've been created, now we've got to make the most of it. So now that we're here, we've got to make the most of it. That's what we're saying every single morning. Thank you, Hashem, for making me a Yisrael, and you didn't make me a goy that only has seven mitzvot, b'nei noach. And thank you, Hashem, for not making me a slave, which has a little bit more mitzvot. And thank you, Hashem, for not making me a woman, who's got even more mitzvot than a goy and then a slave, but still not as many as myself. That's what we're saying. We're thanking Hashem for the ability to do mitzvot. Some people say, oh, I can't be bothered to do the mitzvot. Here we're thanking Hashem for the ability to do mitzvot. And what is the 15th bracha? The 15th bracha, we say, most incredible bracha, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, we thank Hashem for the ability that we're awake. We thank Hashem that now that we're awake, we say to Hashem the following. Thank you for taking away all my slumber. And then we go into a whole Vihi Ratzon. We ask Hashem a lot of, please Hashem, give us Torah. Let us stick to your mitzvot. We shouldn't sin. And then we say to Hashem, we should have a Yetzer Tov. And give us Chen v'chesed, kindness in front of everybody that we see today. Thank you Hashem for giving goodness to Am Yisrael. Why we have this whole Yehi Ratzon over here suddenly? And the answer is as follows. Is sleep good or is sleep not good? The Gemara says it depends. Sleep is fantastic for the Rishaim. If you're evil, it's very good. Because then you're not stealing, you're not committing adultery, you're not killing people. It's fantastic. Go to sleep. Let all the Hamasniks go to sleep. But if you're a tzaddik, sleep is not good. Because every moment that you're alive, you can be getting mitzvot. Every second is the ability to do mitzvot. So sleep is not good. You got to get on with it. Learn Torah, do good things. In the morning, every single morning, when we wake up, you know what we say to Hashem? We say, thank you for taking away the sleep. But you should know, we are tzaddikim. We want to do good things with that lack of sleep. Now that we're awake, please Hashem, give us chen v'chesed, give us good things so that we can do mitzvot and that we should have a yetzer tov. And that's how we finish these 15 brachot. Zeat Hashem, with that in mind, should have in mind all these extra kavanot when we come every single morning. It's an incredible amount. Within 2-3 minutes, you said 15 blessings. Let's have in mind, let's understand what they're about.